Is that a rug in your pocket, or are you just pleased to see me?
Oh, I'm very pleased to see you. Of course. Here's your instructions. This is going to do people's heads in, okay? What we've got, you've got to go and get your mystery object, which is a tongue depressor. So from the lady in red over there, she will issue it to you. You'll go up to Myers on the third floor. Hello, hang on 2 seconds.
If that's a rug in your pocket or if you're pleased to see me.
I'm very pleased to see you.
Thank you.
Now, you need to go and see the lady in red for your mystery item.
Sure. Okay.
Thank you.
Excuse me? What do you love about a flash mob?
I think it's just doing that random act of silliness. I guess a lot of people that do it kind of work every day and have routines and times and things that they've got to get to. So to get together with a bunch of strangers and do something stupid, it's just good fun.
Flash mob update. It's about 2:45. I've asked Tempest whether she has a rug in her pocket or whether she's pleased to see me. She then gave me some instructions about what I have to do for the flash mob. And then I was sent over to a woman with a red coat, and she's pulled out from beneath her jacket a tongue depressor. It's like one of those giant paddle pop sticks the doctor puts under your tongue.
I'm Camilla, and I'm here to have a laugh.
What do you love about flash mobs?
Because it hurts nobody, it makes everybody happy, and you think about it for the next couple of weeks, and people think you're crazy, and I know I'm crazy. You know, people don't have to think it, I know it.
Why do you know you're crazy?
Always have been. Why else would I be doing this sort of thing at my age? Yeah, I've got to get down to Myers at 2:55. I've got to run.
We're approaching the side. Okay. Oh, and my phone's going off in my pocket, I think. Hang on.
Sorry.
Bear with me for 2 seconds. Oh, God, Falzon, are you lost again? We're heading up to Myers, babe. That's where the site is this time. You're hopeless. Now we're just approaching the site, and you can hear all the stupid people behind you making ridiculous noises because they're very excited.
So people have to pull the tongue depressor out of their pocket,
yes.
And then what?
They give it a critical examination. They're looking at it, oh, okay, is this right? You know, tap it, flick it with their fingers a few times. And then they're going to go up to various items and approach it. They're going to approach the items and touch it with their stick and listen intently like the stick's giving them some feedback. And then they might sort of start going, whoop, 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 whoop. This guy, Prune, he's just hilarious. He came up to me after the last flash mob and said, oh, Mike, that was my first flash mob, and I'm hooked. I'm absolutely hooked.
Is Prune here today, Tempest?
Yes, he is.
For a matter of moments away from the flash mob, going up the escalators in Myer, in the centre of Sydney. Okay, we're in the kitchen department of Grace Brothers, and there are about 80 people hitting all the saucepans with tongue depressors. Security is freaking out. They have no idea what's going on. 80 people making owl type noises and tapping saucepans with tongue depressors.
Yay!
What did you think, Kate, from Myer?
That was excellent.
What's your name?
I'm Prune.
You're Prune. I've heard about you.
Oh, no.
Prune, how was that one?
Yeah, really dug it. There was a couple of people there, and they were just pulling apart a pepper grinder, and they didn't know what was going on.
So where to next, Prune?
We're off to DJ's, to the rug section.
All right.
Got to give the operator a 5-cent coin and say thanks for the love rug.
Are you psyched for that one, Prune?
Oh, yeah, we're pumped. Hey, no worries.
How are you going to say thank you for the love rug?
I don't know.
Do you want to have a practice now?
Thank you for the love rug.
It's glorious.
Thank you. It's been wonderful.
Good.
Can I ask you what these people are doing?
No idea. I don't really care. So.
Do you know what a love rug is?
No. Go away.
Okay.
Thank you.
All donations gratefully received. Thank you very much.
How much money have you earned, Denise, from David Giants?
I don't know. It's a few shillings.
Thank you for the love rug.
It was glorious. Thank you. It'll all go into the kiddies jar.
What's happening?
I do not know. You're going to tell me?
What are you going to spend with all those 5-cent coins?
I'm not spending it. It'll go for the kiddies.
It's very quiet on this floor. Is it exciting for you?
It is, because we get busy periods as well, you see. And this was one of our largest groups we've just had through the day.
Did anyone purchase anything?
Not from furniture.
Well, thanks for your
Maybe
time.
Maybe from the lug rug. Thanks, dear.
Everyone's now handed their 5 cents over, and the staff in David Jones are absolutely gobsmacked. How'd it go?
Oh, it was good, yeah.
What was their reaction when you gave her the 5-cent piece?
She just looked at me like I was mad.
Well, I've seen Prune. I might just go over and ask him how it went. How'd it go, Prune?
Excellent. Yeah? Just found all the staff up there in a huddle, and they just didn't know what was going on. But the amount of people coming down those escalators, there was big, big numbers on that sixth floor, eh?
What was their reaction when you gave them the 5 cents and thanked them for the love rug?
Well, he didn't want to take it off me, you know? He didn't really want to get into it, did he? But the old lady, she just couldn't work out what was going on. She's going, well, why are you giving me this money? Yeah, but no worries. We'll get into it.